By the time a play hits a theater stage in a full production, it's been through a gauntlet. Writing, reading, rewriting, more reading. It can be a long process. For most of three decades now, the Ashland New Plays Festival has presented a flock of plays in a fall festival in which the plays are read, not fully performed, but read from music stands. It should surprise no one to hear that the festival will be online again this year due to the pandemic. Three guests join us to talk about what's going on with the Ashland New Plays Festival. I think we just got Jackie Apodaca on the line. She is the artistic director at the Ashland New Plays Festival in her first full season. We also have with us Tylee Schneider, a playwright of the play called Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family. Tylee, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Tylee, hey, good morning.
There we go. There we are. Okay, good. We just had to turn you up. Thank you for joining us. Megan Brown is with us as well, the playwright from What Happened While Hero Was Dead. Megan, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay, I think we're still trying to work out a connection. We have her. Okay, so Jackie Apodaca on the line with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is your first full year as artistic director, so the first time you get to choose the four plays. Talk about how daunting that responsibility and how difficult the task.
Absolutely. It's intense. It's a major responsibility, but luckily the way that our organization works is that we have, this last year we had 68 readers, which is an all-time high, 68 volunteer readers, who read 489 plays and winnowed that down through a long process to first about 33 semifinalists and then 12 finalists. And so I actually only read 12 plays. The readers do the majority of the hard and heavy lifting.
All right. So, but even so, you're the one who has to essentially tell eight people's plays. Nah, sorry, not quite what we're looking for.
I know. Well, I work with associate artists. I appointed three associate artists this year, which was a big step forward for us to bring in more voices into the organization. And our host playwright, Beth Kander. And so, everybody reads the plays. We talk about them a lot, and then I do make the final selection. But the plays this year, all 12 of the plays this year were quite remarkable. The four plays that were the winning plays or selected as the winning plays really stood out for their the stories that they were telling and the characters that they revealed to us.
And I'll ask you about them in turn. I'll name them right now. The Pocket Universe by Thomas Brandon, Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family by Tylee Schneider, who's with us, What Happened While Hero Was Dead by Megan Brown, who is also with us, and Last Drive to Dodge by Andrew Lee Creech. These are all online. You guys had to make a decision a couple of months ago and decided to, given the constraints of the pandemic at the time, to stick with virtual.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. We had hoped to be in person. We were actually going to be most likely on the SAU campus this year. We were hoping to perform in the main stage. We were hoping to make lots of shifts and a lot of growth this year, but we had to make a decision in August because we have to think about artist travel and accommodation and venues, et cetera. And so the point at which we were going to have to make the decision was right at the beginning a phase of the last surge that we had in our county.
Mm-hmm.
You remember even a month ago, we were in just such a different place. And
yep.
So when we sit here today, we can say, well, the surge is starting to decline here locally. Things are starting to look a little better. But that's not where we were when we had to make the decision, and we didn't know how long that surge would last. So we had to prioritize the safety of the artists, the safety of the audiences, and the safety of our staff and our volunteers.
And so the plays will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all at 6 p.m. it appears. And I want to talk to the guest artists here. Tylee Schneider, we live here. What kind of a rep does this festival have for playwrights around the country?
Oh, this is very important. It's one of those coveted opportunities for emerging playwrights to develop their work and showcase it for new audiences.
And Megan Brown, what does it feel like when you get told, hey, yeah, you're in. Your play is going to be featured as one of the readings at the festival.
Oh, it's great. I mean, being a writer, it's mostly rejection. when you get the call and it's the good news, that's really very exciting. And especially after the last 18 months, so many theater artists, we've really been, kind of waiting for certain opportunities to come back. So it was really meaningful to have this opportunity at this time.
And where are you in your career? I mean, is What Happened While Hero Was Dead your first, your 15th? Don't know anything about that.
I think it's my 14th full-length play. I also run musicals and TV pilots, so I'm emerging, but yeah, it's not my first. Everyone always asks that, though, so I, you know, I wonder.
Right. You're always ready for the question. So, Tylee Scheider, yeah. Same question for you. How far, how many works have you put up in front of people at this point?
Oh, I can't count. I've been writing way too long to start counting.
yeah,
but this is certainly
answer.
One of the pieces. Yeah, this is certainly one of my first pieces since graduate school, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about the plays in turn. We're talking about the Ashland New Plays Festival with Jackie Apodaca, the ANPF Artistic Director. Tylee Scheider is the playwright of Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family. Megan Brown, the playwright of What Happened While Hero Was Dead. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Jackie, give us a sketch of Pocket Universe by Thomas Brandon, who is not with us today.
I don't want to reveal anything. It's sort of a mysterious play that unfolds, but it's about a couple in a park having a sort of a date night, date day, and discussing their first date. And then we sort of go into a bit of a more existential, surreal world.
Okay, so the pocket universe, from those of us who read comic books or did over the years, indicates that there's a different place where things happened differently. So do they go off mm-hmm. into this universe or just imagine it? Or I know you're trying not to reveal too much, but...
Yeah, I know, exactly. I think we're understanding the sort of multiverse mm-hmm. sort of as we go through in a certain way. But it's a science fiction sort of... It's a sort of a romance science fiction.
Mm-hmm. Romance science fiction. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a genre. So, Tylee Scheider, how would you describe the genre for Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family?
Well, when I wrote the piece, I was thinking about those American classics, those classic family dramas like Fences by August Wilson and specifically All My Sons by Arthur Miller, because it opens with the news.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a family drama that is sort of set against the backdrop of an explosive moment in American history, which is the long, hot summer in 1967. Where all those race riots broke out in major cities like Newark. But what folks really don't really talk about is how that chaos or that civil unrest sort of spilled over into smaller cities like my hometown, Plainfield, New Jersey. And so I just wanted to write a bit about that unsung history in Jersey.
It's interesting. The title sounds like a sociologist's report on American families, Black American families at that time. Was it deliberately that way?
Oh, you must have done your research, Jeff. It is. I've taken the title from an E. Franklin Frazier article of the same title. He's an early 20th century African-American sociologist out of Chicago. And his article really explores some of the themes that I'm exploring in the play, like the conflict between intergenerational folks, father and son. And also we're looking at like the Great Migration and how that conflict would ensue.
And the generations have somewhat different takes, I would think, on the events of the time and how they should be perceived and responded to.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things he poses in that article is pretty much how morals started to break down as folks migrated from the South to the North or to the West or wherever. And I'm kind of looking at that in the piece as well.
Mm-hmm. And Certain Aspects of Conflict, the Negro Family, Tylee Scheider's play reads on Friday, October 21st. Is it the 21st? Wait a minute. I think the dates might be messed up here. Let's see, 22, 23. Sorry. Okay, so there we go. So it looks like it's Friday the 22nd, right? Yeah, 22nd.
Yeah.
Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family at 6 p.m. Pocket Universe on Thursday the 21st at 6 p.m. And then we come across on Saturday the 23rd at 6 p.m. What Happened While Hero Was Dead by Megan Brown. So Hero is a character in Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. And then how have you expanded upon her story, Megan?
So in Much Ado About Nothing, Hero is absent for the majority of the play. So she thinks she's getting married, and then at the wedding, she's jilted at the altar because her husband, you know, spreads this rumor that she's, you know, had sex with someone else, and she faints, and everyone thinks she died, and then she completely disappears, comes back at the end and gets married, and it's like a happy ending. So the play is kind of filling in the blanks of what Hero was doing while presumed dead, and giving her a little bit more agency and a little bit more justice, because in Shakespeare's story, she's sort of an afterthought. She doesn't get a lot of meat to her experience.
Yeah, I noticed that one description of Hero was that she has no backbone and no mean streak. So this is somebody who could clearly use some more agency.
Yes. She's very nice. So she's described, in our version, my play, she's very obedient. She's very kind. She's sort of bought into, you know, this idea that as a woman, if you behave in a certain way, you know, you're palatable and warm and friendly and don't ask a lot of the world, you'll really be rewarded. And what she sees is that that's actually not a set of behaviors that really sets you up to actively get what you want in the world.
So is the timeline of your play completely contained within the timeline of Much Ado About Nothing, or does it also extend afterward? It does. Okay.
Yeah, so the opening scene, so it actually uses some of the Shakespeare language, and so we see the scene in which Hero faints is the beginning of the play, and then the last scene is Hero's wedding and Much Ado. So it's meant to be sort of tracking throughout what she's doing as other events in Much Ado About Nothing are going on outside where she's being hidden.
Okay, so interesting things there. And what happened while Hero was dead, that is the third of the four new plays of the Ashland New Plays Festival. Number four is Sunday, October 24th at 6 p.m. online, Last Drive to Dodge by Andrew Lee Creech. What can you tell us about this, Jackie Apodaca?
So this is a Western. And it's a Western set in the 1880s, but it's set in a different perspective than we usually see. And Andrew Lee Creech talks about writing this play and several other plays. See, I think it's a 9-play cycle that he's writing called the Legacy Plays Project, which is looks at the lives of Black Americans in pivotal moments of American history. So it's looking at where are other people that the main stories of, you know, American stories aren't being told about, right? So we're looking at Westerns, and all the Westerns we grew up with, you know, all the cowboys are white. So his sort of prompt for this play was like, well, where are the Black cowboys? Where are people who look different than these John Wayne, you know, and actors that we're seeing in these movies? And so this is a story about what happens on a cowboy ranch, you know, happens on a ranch, happens with cattle drives and different characters in American history, sort of different identities that we've come from, and how they're relating together during that time. And so one thing that I love about this play is that it is focused on the main character, who's this Black cowboy named Prophet, but it also has a counter point, which is the rancher named Bennett, who in both of those men, and then two women, Millie and Roe, sort of having different identities at that time in American history that we think we know a lot about from Westerns, but there's many different perspectives and activities going on.
So it used to be when there were live audiences for Ashland New Plays Festival, talkbacks at the end with the playwright and the cast. Are you able to do anything like that through the online format?
We will. We did that last year as well. We're going to do that again. And so we will be on Zoom having, or I think we're actually doing a different format this year. It doesn't, audience-wise, when you purchase your ticket, the link will take you. But we're coming in and having our host playwright, Beth Kander, will join after the plays conclude during the live performances. And she'll host a talkback just like we've been doing it. They'll use the chat function to participate and send questions into the playwrights. I think that's something that makes this festival special, is that there is a direct relationship with the playwrights and the audience. And unfortunately, we can't be in person to really let that expand over the week, but we really felt it was important to keep the talkback aspect. And I think it's important for the playwrights as well.
Jackie Apodaca, the artistic director of the Ashland New Plays Festival, with plays going Thursday through Sunday of this week. Four new ones. We have two of the playwrights with us as well, Megan Brown and Tylee Scheider. Tylee, I have questions for you about the content here, because you're trying to set this this play within historical memory, but also at a time now of a further racial upheaval. And I wonder if that changed the trajectory of the play or what you put in it or anything like that.
You know what? It really didn't, because folks have been asking me to write about the riots, folks in my city, Plainfield, New Jersey, for years now, and I just needed a way in. So it wasn't until I actually sat down and talked to my maternal grandparents that I started to draw a direct connection to myself and the incidents of 67. And I started writing the play in the summer of 2019 before everything broke out in 2020 here in Minneapolis, where I am. Mm-hmm. So it really had some distance from 2020, and the play was already it was already a strong first draft before those incidents broke out. The only thing that happened for me was I started to see the echoes break out in my own neighborhood here in Minneapolis after the murder of George Floyd. So it actually validated what I had already written.
Oh, so you were already working on it before George Floyd's death?
Yeah, long before.
Wow, okay. So Plainfield is north central Jersey, if memory serves. So were there riots actually in town there? Or I know they were in Newark, et cetera, in northern Jersey.
Right, that's part of why I'm interested in writing this story, because, yes, they started in Newark, but they certainly spilled over into smaller cities like Plainfield, which at the time was a white suburban city with a recent influx of African-Americans.
Gotcha. Megan Brown, what were some of the challenges in putting What Happened to While Hero Was Dead together?
I don't know if there were necessarily too many challenges. It's a comedy, so it was a really fun play to write, which a lot of things that I write are a little darker. So it's a very feminist play. It has a really, political message inherent in what happens to Hero. But it was a lighter experience than a lot of my other work. So it was a fun one to write, and hopefully also to watch.
All right. And how many iterations have these been through? How many times have you revised or had readings of? Have you had any readings yet of What Happened While Hero Was Dead?
Yeah, so it was developed over 9 months in 2019. I live in Los Angeles with a theater in Los Angeles called Moving Arts and their Mad Lab program. So within that, there were three readings, including one large public reading over the nine-month period. And then What Happened While Hero Was Dead also had a slot in the Great Plains Theater Conference in 2020, which then got bumped to 2021. So we also had a virtual conference. So it's definitely had a few readings. It's a very physical play. It's about, movement and bodies. And it still hasn't quite gotten that element of it. Mm-hmm. But the actors this year are really fantastic. And I really couldn't be happier. Even though it's virtual, they really are just doing a wonderful job.
All right. Ashley, New Plays Festival, Thursday at 6 p.m., Pocket Universe by Thomas Brandon. Friday at 6 p.m., Certain Aspects of Conflict in the Negro Family by Tylee Scheider. Saturday at 6 p.m., What Happened While Hero Was Dead by Megan Brown. And Sunday at 6 p.m., Last Drive to Dodge by Andrew Lee Creech. Thanks to Jackie Apodaca, Megan Brown, Tylee Scheider for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange. Good to have you all.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.